Hi there, this is Simon from the Football Podcast. I'm still away on my break at the moment, but to try and fill the time between shows and before we get the rest of the lads in the pub again, I thought I'd give a nomination for a sporting hero, footballing hero of 2010. It's a name that won't have been mentioned on the Sports Personality of the Year nominees, largely because he's not English, but he does now live and plays football in England, and the guy I want to nominate is Asamoah Gyan. He's a bit of a favourite for us on the podcast. He was the alternative star of this summer's World Cup. He was sort of led the line for probably the best African World Cup team I've seen, Ghana, who got all the way through to the quarterfinals in the summer. He scored the extra time winner against the USA to put Ghana through to the quarterfinals. And they took on Uruguay in probably the most dramatic World Cup match certainly in the last few tournaments. The score was deadlocked going into stoppage time, and I'm sure everyone remembers the deliberate handball from Luis Suarez, which prevented a certain winning goal for Ghana. Gyan, obviously the penalty taker for Ghana, stepped up, knowing that if he'd have tucked that penalty away, Ghana would have been into the semi-finals of the World Cup for the first time, and in doing so would have been the first African side to have reached the semi-finals of a World Cup. The pressure was on, and unfortunately Gyan opted for power and hit the crossbar with his penalty, and that chance went begging, and he was clearly absolutely distraught. He managed to recover himself a little bit during extra time. There weren't any further goals during that period, which meant penalties again. And Gyan being the penalty taker, everyone was looking at him. Is he going to step up again? Is he going to take another one? And will he score? And, you know, credit to the guy. He had the balls to step up. And not only did he have the balls to step up, he scored as well, which I think all the neutrals watching the game would have been really pleased to see that. I was certainly delighted to see him score. I wanted to see Ghana get through. Despite tipping Uruguay to do well in the tournament, I wanted Ghana to, you know, progress through. I like the way they play their football, the freedom in which they play. It wasn't to be, though. Despite Gyan taking and scoring his penalty in the shootout, his teammates didn't really follow suit, and Uruguay won that shootout and went through to the World Cup semi-finals. And obviously the scenes afterwards, Gyan was absolutely inconsolable, and it looked like it was going to take quite a lot to pick him up after that emotional game. But obviously, you know, everyone watching that game, their hearts probably went out to Asamoah Gyan, thinking, what next for him? In the summer, he moved from Rennes in France to Sunderland. Steve Bruce, one of the many fans that he would have picked up during the tournament, signed him with just 20 minutes to go of the transfer window. The signing on fee was believed to be a club record of £13 million. And I think he's beginning to pay that back now. He's possibly not the most prolific goal scorer you'll see, but he works so hard for the team. He's a good team player. But he does score goals as well, and he's beginning to find his feet and find the net for Sunderland this season. He's a name that I always look out for when Sunderland are playing. He scores goals, he works tirelessly for his team, and he's got a few dance moves in his locker as well, which is more than can be said for his teammate Bolo Zenden. One of my nominations, at least, for one of the men of 2010 is Asamoah Gyan. If you've got any suggestions for your men of 2010, football-wise, get in touch with us at banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. I'll put this up on the website later this week. We'll get nominations from the other lads, and we'll probably put a vote up and see who wins. But that's my nomination anyway. Asamoah Gyan, the man of 2010.